Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company, cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
I want to begin this morning with a new proposal from government. Asylum seekers who are working here could have to pay anywhere from 15 to 238 euro a week for their accommodation in IPAS centres, under plans to be discussed by the government this morning. Under the proposals, non-payment would be pursued through debt collection and enforcement proceedings in the courts when a debt has been accrued. Mary Regan, political editor of the Irish Independent, has the story and joins us on the line now. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you expand on the details of that for us?
Yes, this is a proposal that's been worked on for quite some time, and the Cabinet Subcommittee on Migration is due to meet this evening. Now, obviously, ministers will say that their focus really, you know, is on, you know, those dreadful attacks on an IPAS centre in Drogheda. But this was scheduled, this meeting, for some time, and this is a proposal that is due to be signed off on at that meeting this evening. Essentially, what it means is that anyone who is an asylum seeker staying in an IPAS centre should have to make some contribution towards their keep, you know, for their food, for their shelter and the services that they receive there. And the idea here is that this will be based on income. You know, there are, we believe, around nearly 12,000 people who are living in IPAS centres who are working. And that includes around 7,600 who are international protection applicants. But there's also a significant cohort, around 4,000 or so, who have been granted status, you know, to stay in Ireland, but they're still staying in IPAS centres and they are working. So that is really the idea behind this, really, to ensure some degree of what the government would argue is fairness. They're saying, you know, it's not going to be a revenue raising measure in the sense that IPAS accommodation has cost the state 1 billion euro last year, around 2.6 million per day the state is spending on IPAS accommodation. So it's not really going to make a dent into that those massive figures. But it is something that they're saying will deliver fairness, deliver some sort of equity with what happens in other EU countries.
If it's not about the money, Mary, what is the motivation for doing this?
Well, there's a few motivations. I guess the government has sort of hardened its stance really on the issue of migration. You heard the comments that came from the Taoiseach, the Simon Harris, last week when he said, you know, that the numbers of people migrating to Ireland is too high and that it's taking too long for people with no right to be here to leave. And those comments were really backed by the Fianna Fáil leader and Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. So there is sort of a sense that the rhetoric maybe around migration is changing from government. So there is that element, but also there is an issue around the accommodation and the capacity around IPAS accommodation. 31,000 people are being accommodated in 320 IPAS centres around the country. And, you know, we see new contracts coming on board around the country for new IPAS centres, but there's also contracts terminating in around 8 IPAS centres, you know, end of their contracts with the state so far this year. So there is a capacity issue, and there are also around, you know, 50 Ukrainian refugees arriving here every day. So there is a sense here that people who are in IPAS, particularly those who have been granted status, should be incentivized to move out of state provided accommodation and find their own sourced accommodation.
And what is the government saying about those who don't or won't or can't or refuse to pay this money? What's going to happen to them?
Well, I understand there are going to be, you know, fairly strict rules around the implementation of these, you know, these requirements to pay. So people who don't pay would be pursued through debt collection and enforcement proceedings in the courts while the, you know, while their debt has been accrued. And there also could be another sort of stick used, that any applicant who's refusing to pay what they owe for their keep in an IPAS centre could be denied citizenship, you know, while any arrears remain outstanding.
If you take a step back from this proposal, it really is quite dizzying, isn't it, to think that the government has gone from a position of looking to phase out direct provision to now charging for it.
Absolutely. And I mean, when you think back to the previous administration and when the now Green TD and then, you know, minister in charge, Rodrigo Gorman, had the policy of doing away with direct provision. But really, since COVID, and this is what the Taoiseach has been saying earlier this week, since the COVID pandemic, the numbers in IPASS accommodation have, you know, increased dramatically. Now, there has been, you know, increases too, they would say, in people receiving deportation orders. That's figures like 3,675 to the end of this month, or last month, the end of October, sorry. And also the numbers seeking asylum has fallen. That was a high of around 8,500 in 2024. There's been about 10,000 to the end of September. So there has been a drop in the people seeking asylum so far this year. But nonetheless, it remains a huge challenge for the government. And then you look at the sort of political side of it. And there was a Ireland Thinks poll in the Sunday Independent yesterday showing that 82% of people believe that the government isn't doing enough on migration. Now, at the same time, there's 57% of people saying that they don't agree with protests at IPASS centres. So there seems to be some, you know, view there that may not be aligned with the sort of anti-immigrant rhetoric that you hear at those protests and those IPASS protests, but at the same time wants the government to take a tougher line on the issue.
Mary, when you put this particular proposal alongside those remarks of Simon Harris's that you alluded to, the too high remarks, and the resources will be exhausted by the end of November memo which was leaked, both of which were seen as grist to the mill of the far right. Was there any hesitation in government about this move at this time, adding to that language of Ukrainians being seen as a burden, rather than this being Ireland's contribution, neutral Ireland's contribution towards that war effort?
Well, you know, I think the government is grappling with this issue, particularly around, you know, people arriving here from Ukraine, and the Labour Party has criticised what they said was really this unrealistic proposal that Ukrainians arriving here would have to find alternative accommodation within 30 days. So as things stand, the state will provide accommodation for a Ukrainian refugee arriving here for 90 days. The proposal is to cut that to 30 days. And there's the practicalities around that, whether that's possible for someone to find that in 30 days. You know, the Labour Party, Conor Sheehan, saying that, you know, this is going to end up in people basically sleeping on the streets, you know, when they can't find alternative accommodation. And at the same time, you know, the war in Ukraine is still very much a live issue. And, you know, should Ireland and the Irish government be providing, you know, a better pathway for integration, you know, for Ukrainians into this country, and one that requires compassion and realism, you know, at this point, they are the two requirements.
Mary Regan, thank you very much for joining us with that this morning. Coming up next, we remember the life of Sister Stan.
Today on RTE Radio 1.